Today, mainland China reported 3 new cases of SARS. Canada reported 15. 2.5 months after SARS came to the world's attention, scientists and ordinary citizens are still learning to deal with the new disease. In the first of 2 stories on SARS, NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that research discoveries are leading to more questions.
The first crucial information about SARS came from straightforward epidemiology. Who was getting the disease and where? There's just been a big change in those numbers. China dropped from daily rates in the double digits to just 3 today. That has World Health Organization scientists wondering what is going on. Ian Simpson is a spokesman.
We're certainly very interested to see such low numbers coming from China, and we hope very much that this reflects the fact that the Chinese government has SARS under control. But we have to be realistic and realize that these low numbers do raise concerns.
Simpson says China has a credibility problem left over from the winter. Doctors noticed cases of an atypical pneumonia in November. Over the next few months, the government kept the information under wraps. When the government did decide to confront the disease head-on, it instituted some tough infection control measures.
We know, for example, that there are fever clinics in a lot of places. There are virtually roadside checks of people's temperature and people's symptoms.
Simpson says that if these strategies are truly responsible for reducing the number of cases in China, they could be adopted by other places, including Toronto, which is suffering a reemergence of SARS. There are 62 active cases of SARS there. More than 6,800 people in Toronto are in quarantine. Then there's the question of what's going on in the U.S. It's been weeks since the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added any new cases to its list of probable cases. Antibodies to the virus have been found in only 11 of the 66 people with probable cases. The CDC has sent testing kits to 100 U.S. laboratories to help identify how widespread the SARS virus really is. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.